Carlisle, April 9 has been designated Vimy Ridge Day to commemorate the victory by the Canadian Army at Vimy Ridge during the First World War. It was therefore an appropriate day for the Carlisle branch of the Royal Canadian Legion to commemorate and honour veterans and long-term members of the Legion. A veterans' dinner meeting and ceremony was held at the Carlisle Memorial Hall. Invitees were greeted at the door and met Carol Peterson, president of the Saskatchewan Command of the Legion, and her husband Roger, who is also a longtime member. They were then escorted to their seats by a member of the Bow Valley Air Cadets Squadron, who were also the servers. The ceremony started with the Legion opening ritual, after which the master of ceremonies for the evening, Jack Wilson, welcomed everyone to the dinner and introduced the head table, which included the Petersons, Carlisle Legion President Mike McKelkey and Treasurer Clarine McKelkey, and Carlisle RCMP Staff Sergeant Mike Shortland. After grace, led by Wendy Rounds, a four-course meal, which was prepared by Weir's Catering, was served. The official ceremony started up after dinner was cleared. King Charles was toasted, and Peterson was introduced as the guest speaker. She discussed on the mission of the Royal Canadian Legion, which is to support veterans in every way, and to forever remember the sacrifice of those who served our land in war and peace. Life memberships were then presented to Audrey Young, whose membership in the Legion Auxiliary and Legion surpasses 68 years. She is a past zone and district president. Jerry Kuzik was also awarded a life membership. He is an Air Force veteran who served in many positions in the Legion's Manor branch and worked with the Manor cadets. He has been a Legion member for 51 years. Gary Roy received a life membership as well. He joined the U.S. Navy in 1962 and is a veteran of the war in Vietnam. He participated in more than 20 air missions over Vietnam. Roy has been a dedicated member of the Carlisle Legion for 22 years. Clarine McKelkey received her life membership as well. She has been a member of the Legion for 50 years. Her father was a veteran who was wounded in the Second World War and received assistance from the Legion. Because of that, the Legion's mandate has been a motivating force for her. She has served in a number of positions with the Carlisle Legion. Comrade John Votor, who unfortunately was unable to attend this ceremony, was also awarded a life membership. He is a veteran of the Canadian Army who did two tours of duty as a Canadian peacekeeper as part of the UN Emergency Force in the Middle East and Cyprus. Votor has served in many positions on the Carlisle Legion Executive and is currently the Poppy Committee Chairman, Vice President and Sergeant at Arms. The ceremony concluded with a poem read by Nedra Clark and the closing ceremony. Afterwards, Mandy Szczekinski and Leo Alexander entertained with an enjoyable country music performance. Although veterans of the World Wars have mostly all passed away, there are still many people who have served Canada and whose contribution must be honored and documented.